Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 2 o'clock and we're still going. I can't get enough of your loving now.
Oh, Big Spoon!
Big Spoon!
Yeah. The whole Horde family in the house right now, in the studio.
Yeah.
A lot of spoons. Streaming live on Twitch, Tobin and Leroy on 790 The Ticket. And if you missed any of the show, you guys can go back and watch it. After we wrap up on demand, the whole kit and caboodle's up there for you to watch at your leisure. Also, got
you know what's amazing? I never really got nervous playing football because I could always have an impact on what was going to happen.
Yep.
But like games like tonight, I'm more nervous than the guys who were playing.
Interesting.
And I've always, like, when the Saints won the Super Bowl and I was watching the Super Bowl, I'm like, oh, my God.
You're nervous because of the injuries. You're nervous because of how wacky the series has been. You're nervous because you feel like the heat
I know what it means if they lose game five.
It's a tough spot.
Right.
It's a tough spot. I remember the game five loss in 2012. Like, what that felt like. It felt like hopelessness. It felt like they were going to go back to Boston and they were going to get smoked, and this Heat was going to go two straight years with no championships, and LeBron was going to be a forever loser, and they were going to have to shake things up. Maybe Chris Bosh was going to get traded. I remember feeling all that stuff. And right. that game six that LeBron had was, it was one of the best basketball performances you've ever seen in your life, because it felt like he did the impossible. He was going to Boston, and he was going to go into that building with their championship pedigree, and he smoked him. Smoked him by himself, basically. 45 points. Had the look. Iconic game.
Yeah.
You know, and especially you think about, you know, the last time you really needed LeBron like that, you pooped the bed in the finals the year beforehand, J.J. Barea.
You just.
Well, I'm just recounting history, dude.
Can't get past J.J. Barea.
He couldn't get past J.J. Barea. And so for him to have that game was huge. It was like, it was a legacy change. I'm not joking when I tell you it was a legacy changer for him.
I would say, yeah. I mean,
there's no doubt. You can't even argue
there's
that.
There's nothing, like, it's pretty amazing when you call somebody that guy and then they have that moment that you'll always be able to go to describe his greatness. You know what I mean? It's like when you think of D. Wade, you think about that 06 finals.
Of course.
And just how dominant he was. But those two games for LeBron, where the Heat were down 3-2 and on the verge of basically breaking it up.
Yep.
Were amazing. Along with the block. You know, the block against Golden State.
The block is a huge one for sure. But the thing with the block is, and will always be, is that they weren't the favorite in that series. The Heat were the perennial favorite every year that LeBron and the Big Three were here. Mm-hmm. And he hadn't won yet. So the thing that makes the Cleveland series probably the most iconic thing of his career is because of the team he did it against.
And he came down from 3-1.
They were a 73-win team, all that. But He doesn't have any of that if he doesn't have that game six in Boston.
Right. I got you. I can't disagree with it. But
the feeling
night,
but I think every Heat fan's feeling right now is if they lose tonight, and especially if Jimmy Butler doesn't look like himself, well then who do you look to that's gonna have a LeBron game like that in game six? And
I would say that your two options are Victor Oladipo. I mean, of all those guys we talk about, he's the healthiest.
I know, Leroy, but to ask Victor Oladipo to have a 45-point game on the road to save your season?
I'm just working with what you got. Right? I'm not like, I mean, if you go down the list, who's the guy that can do all those things? Victor. Vic is the only guy that can do all those things, including putting pressure on in the paint, shooting a three, assist. He's the only guy that has all those tools that isn't on the injury list.
Hit the idea here, Marcos.
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game. WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, an Odyssey station.
These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Also remind you guys that Gorillaz is coming to FTX Arena in October, and we're giving you a chance to win tickets to see them. To enter, go to theticketmiami.com and register, and if your name is picked, you win. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. Game 5 tonight, Heat and Celtics, tips off at 8:30. 7:15 is your pregame show. Jonathan Zaslow and Tommy Ty get you going there. Marlins last night, they were shut out by the Tampa Bay Rays 4-0.
There goes our Tampa revenge.
I know. Tampa.
Are we just tired of Tampa sports?
I'm done with
sick
them.
Of Tampa.
You know what? They suck. How about that?
You know what? Aren't the Dolphins supposed to do a joint practice with the Bucks?
Nah.
Forget about it.
Don't even want to see them.
Forget about it.
Oh, my goodness. Who would have ever thought years ago that your rival as a city would be Tampa?
Champa Bay. More like Chumpa Bay. Done with them.
Hate them.
Sucks.
Resup TV says Bam and Tatum are in the same draft class. This is Bam's chance not to see himself cap himself as a potential Ben Wallace, but instead needing to be KG or Tim Duncan type. I mean, he did it once. I mean, like in that Eastern Conference Finals, he dominated that series. He was the best player in the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago. He had one game like that in this series. He won them a game on the road, an unexpected game on the road. So yes, I would agree. They definitely need Bam. They need Bam to be that, I think, to win this series too.
I would say this is that it kind of goes hand in hand. That if you dump it into Bam and they try to double him and keep him out of the paint and you hit outside shots, then that frees up Bam to be able to do some of those things.
I was happy to see
that. But if you're shooting bricks, right, and they can just keep a foot in the paint, it does make it more difficult for Bam to do what he does.
I just think for Bam, though, I can't have another game where he has single-digit attempts. Like, Bam has to unload the clip. You know, like, he can't sit here and just be like, all right, I'm cool with my five attempts. I'm going to try and get Strus open. Like, no, dude. With the health situation right now.
You are number one. You're QB1 right now.
It's imperative. Like, maybe QB, I mean, like, look, you're still going to see if Jimmy Butler's still going to be your guy. But you need to be his Robin to Batman. Like, you need to bring everything that you got today, and it can't all just be, hey, let's try and get the shooters open.
Do they shake the starting rotation?
I think the big shakeup's going to be if Tyler doesn't play. I mean, you're going to get more Vic. I mean, maybe you get a little bit more Duncan.
So you're gonna go, but
I think it's the no. I think it,
is,
I think it's gonna be the same.
The problem is that. What Spo's been able to do with whoever he put on the floor is have a good mix of offense and defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you lose one of those pieces, it becomes more difficult to do that. So you might have two or three guys who are questionable defensively. So I'm wondering, is he going to shake it up?
But Leroy, let's be honest, like, defense isn't their problem this series. Like, they need to find options to free up their score. Their scoring is atrocious at points.
Atrocious.
Like, you know, they got to figure that out.
I mean, this postseason, they've had a game where they scored 82 points and one where they scored 79.
Yep.
Like, I
no, like, you're not
gonna, and guess what? And still kept the one team kept to 99 one game and 102 this game. So, I mean, if you have another team scoring 99 points and 102 points, you're supposed to win.
Texter writes in.
So, they're playing good enough defense.
When Bam gets the ball, he needs to look to score first. I don't see him getting the ball or even looking at the rim. Guy says, you're at seven, should start at the five, and Bam at the four. And that's not going to happen, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
You know what? That's dribble handoff Bam. I don't like him. I do not like dribble handoff Bam.
Why are you referring to him like it's a Pokemon version of himself?
I don't like, on the offensive end, any player facing the wrong goal. I just hate it.
I just think that's crazy where, like, people, when you get into these situations and people are like, you know what's really going to solve it? Let's give Yurt some run. And look, he's handsome as hell. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Big Yurt, all right? Who had sit-downs with Big Yurt before the season? Nobody. This show, all right? You know we love that handsome devil. But to drop a guy in the middle of Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals and be like, hey, Big Yurt, go get him, dude. Like, that is a crap-your-pants situation for the guy.
No, it's not.
To go against Al Horford and Robert Williams? Nah. Yes, it is.
I say let's try
man,
it.
Wait.
And by the way, in that situation, are
no,
we
no, no, no.
And by the You're way, no. In that situation, are we benching PJ Tucker?
When these guys get to this level, that they go on the court and they're like, ooh, this is.
Do you remember Dexter?
That's what you would do.
Two words, dude. Dexter Pittman.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give it right back to you. Dexter Pittman.
He was terrible.
Oh, okay, but he was just terrible.
Served the purpose.
No matter what the circumstance was.
Dude.
Did his job.
Game 3, Dexter Pittman.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo! But I'm just saying, like, you've said that about 2 or 3 guys on the Heat.
Who?
Gabe Vincent?
No, that's not what I said about Gabe Vincent. It's not what I said.
You wanted a backup just in case.
That's right. How much would we love Gore?
That's not showing
and by the way, how much would we and by the way, how much would we love having Gore on right now? If we had Gogi, we'd be golden.
But it has nothing to do with Gabe Vincent.
He's going to be sitting there today.
Don't try to twist it to say, ooh, we can use Gogi right now. It has not. This was a
if I see, I'm going to tell you right now.
Gabe Vincent has been fine.
He's been good. I love Gabe Vincent. But if I see Goran Dragic, I'm going to be like, if I'm going to see him, I'm like, Gogi! Made a mistake.
No, you didn't.
I will. I will say that to him.
But like, yeah, man, why do you think these guys, like, or, like, sometimes when you don't have talent and you put in a situation, it could look like you're nervous or scared. But the fact of the matter is you just don't have the talent.
I think it's not a shot at Omer Yurtseven. It's an unfair thing to ask him to put him in the lineup. This is like dude on the mobile is calling and be like, yes, I think I got the problem solved. Let's have a Yurtseven in there. With Bam and go big. What? He plays in garbage time.
Hold on. Playing Yurtseven does 2 things. One.
I can't believe you're buying into this.
I'm not buying into it, but I'm just telling you what are the ramifications of playing Big Yurt. You're probably going to get more rebounds.
Check.
Right? And as an added bonus, he's 7 foot.
Check.
So what? He hasn't played since like December.
That is 6'9".
What are we talking about here? So you'd rather have Yurtseven out there than PJ Tucker is what you're telling me.
No.
I'm not saying that. Who said that?
Well, that's what you would do.
You jump to a conclusion that fits what you
can't play with 6 players. Who are you sitting in his place?
Struce.
I'm not saying he got to start.
People are saying they want to start Yurtseven and Bam.
I'm not saying that.
Well, then what are you saying?
I'm saying it wouldn't hurt to give Big Yurt a few minutes and see if he can get these rebounds that seem to be eluding
you. Let me tell you something right now.
Tall.
You would crush me if I had this take, because you are basically saying, let's see what he's got. And anytime I do a let's see what he's got
you
take.
You know what he's got.
No, I don't.
A rebounder.
No, I don't.
Big Yurt's not a rebounder.
He averages three minutes in the playoffs.
Every time he plays, he gets 10-plus rebounds.
Walking double-double, dude.
I'm telling you, okay? He can be something that Bam can't be. He can be something that P.J. Tucker can't be. 7 damn feet!
He's averaging 4.5 minutes in the playoffs.
Okay, but maybe you got to increase that to ensure these rebounds.
That's the problem. We need more.
You don't think... Hold on.
I just want to say right now. I just want to say right now.
I don't want to do
it. Don't tell me you're... You're going to do the thing where you're like, I'm not a stat guy, but I'm a stat guy.
He's going to do it again.
Hold on.
Oh, stats. My God. I can't.
Team stats. You ready for this?
I'm not a stat guy. I'm going to pull up these stats because that's what I do.
Hold on. You ready?
Sure.
Rebounds. 39 for the Heat. 60 for the Celtics. You don't think Big Yurt could narrow that a little bit?
Yeah, let me ask you something. You ever think that they had 20 more rebounds because the Heat shot like 20%?
Nah, dude, they need Big Yurt on the court.
Wait. Well, hold on. The Heat shot 33% and they shot 39%. It was a lot of rebounds to be had.
That's true.
What the hell are you talking about?
No, dude, it was a lot. There was a lot more rebounds, though, for the Celtics. Come on.
Do we need Deadman's minutes?
Okay, hold on. All right.
So you're saying you want to bench Deadman and go Big Yurt? That's what you're saying?
No!
A little switchy poo.
I don't understand this.
I mean, listen, there are times when I think Devin is playing handball instead of basketball and he bats it around a little bit, right? But again, when Devin goes in there and get his dunking on, and I mean he get 2 fouls in about a minute and a half, then you only got one other 7-footer.
I just think it's a lot because, like, you think this is going to be like a Victor Oladipo thing where they threw him in there in the Hawks series and then it turned out he's like an important part of the rotation. But Victor Oladipo is an all NBA player in his past, in his credentials.
I'm not saying that at
he's
all.
A young guy. It's a lot to ask of a young player.
You know what you can ask him to do? Big Yurt, go in there and be 7 foot because we don't have one of those.
It's true.
Well, we do.
What are you talking about?
We do. He just fouls everybody.
He does.
Gives him elbows and a legal screen.
Like, very aggressive.
Do you ever look on the court and the tallest guy you have on there is 6'9"?
I do like the thing, though.
And then you see they have Al Horford and Williams.
I do like when
you go, geez, we need some more size.
I like when Demon does the phone thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Dials it up.
That's pretty good. Give him a few more minutes because of that.
Well, listen, like, just let Big Yurt go and dunk on somebody and then do your eyebrows.
Or he's going to get turned – or Robert Williams is going to turn him into Markieff Morris, like what Joel Embiid did to Markieff Morris. Like,
still really?
I mean, saying.
I mean, you think Big Yurt going to get punked?
I think Big Yurt's going to
get pushed around? I don't think so.
I think Big Yurt's going to try that sky hook, and I think Robert Williams is going to send it into the fifth row.
I bet you they play Big Yurt.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah. Wait. Leroy, you don't have to say the B word now. You know, you just got done with the Salt Lick. We think Big Yurt's gonna play. We think.
But do you not?
You think Big Yurt's gonna? But okay, it can't be in garbage time though.
Wow. Oh,
yeah, no, of course not.
Okay, so Big Yurt has to get
if
in.
If it's at garbage time, I won't even see it.
You count foul trouble?
That counts.
Okay.
When you know you got. Wait a minute.
Loser has to do a Wynwood photo shoot.
Oh, wow.
No. You ain't getting me on location. What the hell is this? So no. Like, why can't...
Leroy, your last photo shoot went pretty well.
Really? It got us in trouble.
You ain't handsome. You ugly.
So I don't understand why wouldn't that help? Why do you think Big Yurt is going to be nervous about going to get a couple of rebounds?
Because he doesn't play.
So what?
What do you mean,
this
so
whole
what?
Team was built on that.
Do you know
concept?
How much we would laugh at the Celtics if, like, we got the secret weapon today, Nick Stauskas?
No, but we know this team. Jeez. We know this team.
So
Somewhere poor Nick
Stay
Stauskas.
Ready so you don't have to get ready.
I think they gave Dexter Pittman that speech too, and he wasn't ready.
But he wasn't
ready
good.
To fight. All right.
Like, I'm just either. Look, I'm just throwing that out there. You got to out rebounded by 20.
All right, you know what? I'm putting a poll out. Should Big Yurt get some run tonight?
Yeah.
You think it's gonna come back? I'm telling you, you're gonna be shocked.
All right, I'm putting out. No,
you're gonna be shocked.
Here we go.
Guess what? Like I said, all those other guys can be a lot of things. They can work hard. They can play tremendous defense. They can do a lot of things. You know what they can't be? 7 feet.
Sure.
If Big Yurt just went in the paint and did Mardi Gras beads.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm putting "Do you agree with Leroy?" because I'm not staying. I'm not putting this on my Twitter account and making it like it's my idea.
I was really hoping it. I was gonna retweet it.
Oh,
what
you doing on the?
Oh no! I put "Do you agree with Leroy?" Should Big Yurt get some run?
Wait a minute! Why did you wash your hands of the whole?
Because I want it to be known it is not my idea. Back after this.
Oh my goodness.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. If you guys want to vote on our poll, it's up now, at @Brendan_Tobin. Our poll today, do you agree with Leroy? Should Big Yurt get some run tonight? Yes or no? Early returns. 57% of the vote says yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Are you ready to apologize to me?
No, I'm not ready to apologize. Yeah, I'll apologize when Big Yurt puts up 8-8 tonight.
8-8, that's asking for a lot. You know?
You give me 8-8, I apologize.
That's a lot of. Give me 6 rebounds.
I'd say he get 8 rebounds. He can get 8 rebounds just from being 7 foot.
That's what we're lacking, though. We need those rebounds.
No, we're lacking scoring. We're not just lacking rebounds.
No, Oladipo's going to handle
they
that.
They can't score. And your thought is, hey, let's go get the guy who owned the summer league?
Okay, but look.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Okay, if Bam is shooting the ball six times and not getting any rebounds. Are you really missing the scoring?
Yes! They scored 1 point through 8 minutes!
Right.
Mm-hmm. What is that dismissiveness? You're lashing out.
I haven't said anything. Nah. I'm gonna lash out.
Nonverbal
so
lash
now
out.
I'm lashing out in silence.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, smartass. What am I thinking right now?
Let me see.
Can't say that on air.
You're thinking of going to the game tonight, and you know you're not supposed to.
Don't go to the game, Leroy.
Don't go to the game tonight.
See, if I come up to the y'all got a nice little setup. If I come up and start walking down and dapping everybody up,
guys,
you think they're going to give me the stink eye?
Very much so. Guy says, don't forget that Yurt stepped up when Bam was hurt, putting up baby Shaq numbers. I know he did. He had a great – listen.
That's right.
Big Yurt did a great job this year.
Baby Shaq.
In the regular season. Like, let's calm down.
You said the same thing about Gabe Vincent.
Dude, come on. What are we
doing? You said the same thing.
Gabe Vincent never left the rotation. Except for like one Victor Oladipo game. And then they're like, yeah, let's play this Gabe Vincent some more.
Baby Shaq.
He wasn't Baby Shaq.
I don't know. I mean, the numbers don't lie.
All right, I'm going to go look right now and see if he was Baby Shaq.
I think it was Baby Shaq. I think it was like a record of some sort. Right.
Omer Yurtseven.
Yeah.
Go to his game log.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe you just have to Google Baby Shaq. Maybe you'll get it quicker.
I don't even know what that means.
Baby Shaq.
Baby Shaq. First of all, there's nothing baby about Shaq. Those True. Two words can't be used in the same sentence.
Yeah, even his children are tall.
All right, so let's say this like little stretchy stretch here where Bam was hurt.
Yeah.
All right, he was putting up in that time.
Yep. Let's hear it.
About 23 minutes a game.
Ooh, that's not a lot.
All right. It was 22 games. He started 10 of them.
Wow.
All right.
Talk to me.
9 points, 10 rebounds a game.
Whoa, look at that.
You don't think that could help?
Almost
He's an animal.
Almost a block a game.
Baby Shaq.
You don't think that could help?
You're asking a lot for him to tap in because I'm looking right now and there's a lot of Detroits and Sacramentos in that run.
Diesel. No, I'm asking him to go on the court and do what he's always done.
Yeah.
I'm not asking him to do extra. I'm not asking him to do more. All I'm saying is go in there, get the damn rebounds, and be 7 feet.
Yeah. And handsome.
Do you think Spo's listening right now? Do you think like he's tuned in by mistake and just like, ah. You know what? Never thought of that.
Could only be going to Big Yurt.
Big Yurt, make him hurt.
Really?
Hopefully he is listening.
I'm flirting with a little Big Yurtin.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Because you don't think it's even possible.
I just think that if I had this take, you would think it's ridiculous.
No! Oh! The take that
Let's see what he's got.
On the floor is 6'9"?
No!
Let's put a 7-footer on the floor.
No, you take. Anytime I've ever given the let's see what he's got take, you have ripped
That's
me.
That's not We know what he has.
No, we don't. We just know his height.
We do.
Baby Shaq.
9 and 10 yeah. with a block.
Two assists.
It was in January, December and January
so
of
what?
The NBA regular season. Like the most mundane
so
part
That's
of the regular
all you
season.
Have. That's all you have. That's all you have.
Sexy Sauce
it's
says.
It's not somebody like when they start playing Vic, you had no idea what he had. You know what Big Yurt could do. I'm not asking Big Yurt to go be 20 and 20 guy. I'm asking him to be his 9 point, 10 rebound average Yurt.
That was his average just for a run. Like his average at the end of the year was 5 and 5.
Well, you know, no one's really counting that.
I'm going to go Big Yurt. I'm going to tippy toe, put my hands on his shoulders, look up.
If I was WEI,
I'm having a moment.
Oh.
I'm Spo, Big Yurt. Go get rebounds.
Nice.
I don't care what else you do.
Yeah.
Go swat balls and get rebounds. Use up all your fouls.
Oh, yeah. God. You familiar with
You telling me that ain't going to help?
You've heard of cruising for bruising? Hurting for yurtin'.
Minus one.
All right, fair enough.
Minus one.
Back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals is tonight. Heat and Celtics. Talk about right now on ESPN, Leroy. What does Jimmy Butler need to do for the Heat to win tonight? This JJ Redick is a bit like, he's got that nice hair going on. He's a bit like Kendrick Perkins. Like, he was on the Heat bandwagon, and now all of a sudden he's rats off a ship the last two series. Remember, he flip-flopped hard during that Sixers series. He was like, after game four, he goes, I think the Sixers are going to win now. All right, JJ Redick. Fugazi Heat lifer. Remember, Mickey Harrison called him out on it.
It's true.
Yep.
And he asked for his forgiveness and still.
And now he's going back to the Celtics.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me, JJ. Sorry. Not going to happen. Not going to happen, dude. I can't believe how much support Leroy has for this big year thing. It's very alarming.
I believe it.
It's like the texts are rolling in like crazy. It's bananas. We'll get back into that in just a second. First, want to go out to the guest line, and joining us here is Mickey Markoff, who is the executive producer of the Hyundai Air and Sea Show from his firm, the MDM Group, putting this whole thing together. Mickey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, we're happy to have you. We're happy to have you on. Are you paying attention at all to this Eastern Conference Finals, or have you been all busy with this Air and Sea Show?
Well, I'd love to tell you I am. I'm a sports fan for sure, but right now we have our hands full putting on this incredible Hyundai Air and Sea Show. It's going to be an exciting weekend out here on Memorial Day, so I have to sort of spend my time on that so everyone else can have a great time.
That's understood. That's like, how does one go about putting together? Like, what is how do you get all the planes together? Like, do you have to make sure you get the fighter jets? Like, what is the biggest hassle in putting together a crazy big show like this that everybody loves going to?
Well, it's a multidimensional jigsaw puzzle for sure. We're rerouting all the air traffic out of Miami International Airport. We're shutting down the ocean. With a whole bunch of law enforcement support. A big thank you out to all the governmental agencies that are, of course, supporting this event, and the city, the county, the federal and state governments that are part of it. But we are going to be showcasing a whole lot of military equipment out here from all five branches of the military. And but, you know, the real meaning of doing this event for us is that even though you're going to see incredible fighter jets and bombers and parachute teams, invasions on the beach, air sea rescue demonstrations. The real part of this for us is not those serial numbers or tail numbers on the planes, but it's the social security numbers of the people that are out there protecting our freedom. You know, Memorial Day is designed to say thanks to the people that protect our freedom and have died for our freedom. And it has become a holiday here in America where people are out buying a mattress or having a barbecue. And I just think this is a day that's so important to pay tribute to those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice. So for us, this is a real calling, and we're just really honored and proud and humbled to be able to say thanks to all those people that protect us and come out and say hi to everybody. We have four city blocks of military displays out there on the beach. We're bringing an M1 tank. We've got fighter jets. We've got Cigarette is a huge sponsor of ours this year, bringing in their offshore powerboat racing. We got Monster Energy with motocross demonstrations, jumping 300 feet, doing back flips. So just it's going to be the Hyundai Air and Sea Show is going to be quite a tribute to those that serve our nation.
Mickey, what would you say to families out there trying to think about bringing their kids and the whole out there who haven't been, what is the biggest thing that people who go for the first time, they love, they come about raving about after they go for the first time?
Yeah, well, there's no question. It's a wholesome, family-oriented, you know, patriotic event. It's great to bring your kids down. Come on down to that Liquor Split Beach Club area that we have right there where, you know, the landing zone is there, the PA system. I think people are just going to be blown away by the fact that you're going to see just the sheer horsepower, the technology, these jets screaming right down the beach. And when do you get a chance to watch a B-1 bomber come by just shy of the speed of sound, you know, 500 feet, you know, away from the shoreline and 500 feet up in the air? You know, it's going to be an exciting opportunity for people to just come out and rip themselves in the American flag.
Well, Mickey, we appreciate the time. And get on out there, the Hyundai Air and Sea Show. Mickey Markoff is the executive producer of the Hyundai Air and Sea Show. His group, the MDM Group, they have put this whole thing together, doing a fantastic job. And also, you got a concert with Three Doors Down going on Saturday. You like Three Doors Down, Mickey?
Oh, listen, it's going to be a great concert. It's followed by Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, nice enough to fund a big fireworks extravaganza. We got the Golden Knights jumping from 14,000 feet with pyro. It'll look like a meteorite falling to right down there, to land right at the stage. Again, everyone should come on out. Go to usasalute.com, usasalute.com, and you can find out all the ways to watch the show, everything that's coming for the show, and coming out to this big concert, come out to the Air and Sea Show, come out to the Four City Blocks, the Display Village. It all starts Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 5:30.
Appreciate the time, Mickey. Thank you for doing a great job with this.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
There you go.
What's your favorite part? You know what?
The tank.
No. Well, of course you would like that. My favorite is the stealth. All the stealth aircraft.
Ooh.
The jets, the bombers. I mean, it is unbelievable that you can't hear some of these jets until they pass. I like that part of it.
I saw that this bastard Chris Sims is starting to come out.
Oh, here
list.
We go.
By the way, this is the reason why Chris Sims can go to hell.
Well,
because
at
of
least
this list.
Cracked the top 32.
Yeah, well, remember originally when he came out with the Chris Sims 40. Hell list, he was 40th.
He had that Mac Jones spot.
Yep. And now he has started to do his QB countdown. And number 40, Drew Lock. 39 is Kenny Pickett and his tiny hands. It sucks for Kenny Pickett. That's all people are going to talk about with him, huh?
Boom!
Number 38, Teddy Bridgewater. 37, Gardner Minshew.
Really? Is he not even playing, isn't he?
He's on the Eagles, apparently. Tyrod Taylor's 36. He's still hanging around. He's on the Giants, if you wanted to know. Number 35, Davis Mills. 34, Tyler Huntley from the Ravens. 33, Geno Smith. 32, Sam Darnold.
So Seattle has two quarterbacks on the list.
Yeah. Two quarterbacks, but two quarterbacks who aren't
in the
top
Miami.
32.
So does Miami and so does Pittsburgh.
Number 31, number 31, Trey Lance. Number 30, your guy, Jared Goff.
Oh, my God. Can we give it up on this? What the hell are we doing?
Boom!
And then, one spot above Jared Goff, one spot on Chris Sims' top 40 list, Tua Tagovailoa.
How about the guy above him who hasn't played in
right.
two or three years?
These are the people above Tua. 28, Marcus Mariota. I honestly didn't know he was on the Falcons. I had no idea.
Right.
Mitch Trubisky.
Boom!
27.
I'm going to say this.
Trubisky.
Boom!
You have to be bleeping kidding.
He is three teams removed from the team that drafted him, is he not?
Right. And he technically, would he still be on his rookie deal?
I think he is.
Yeah.
Number 26. Jameis Winston.
I could see that.
What?
But Jameis Winston has played and has thrown for 5,000 yards.
Above Tua? You would rather have Jameis Winston than Tua?
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what this list is saying.
I put words in my mouth.
But that's what the list is saying.
I'm saying that Jameis Winston is more proven than Tua.
More proven that he could turn the ball over.
Dude, he's threw for 5,000 yards in the NFL.
He had a 30-30.
Boom. So what? He threw for 5,000 yards.
Would have had 7,000 if he didn't give the ball to the other team.
No, that's being realistic.
Jared Goff.
If you guys wonder why we always want to fight each other,
one spot higher than Jared Goff. Are you effing kidding me?
That is crazy.
One spot higher than Jared Goff. I hate you. Chris Sims. This is why I want you to go to hell. Another guy I wish would go to hell, Ryan Tannehill. See what this guy said? You want to talk about a little DC?
What did he say?
Do a little damage control. He's now all of a sudden Mr. Mentor when it comes to Malik Willis. He's, you remember he said, I'm not here to mentor. Yeah. I'm not here to mentor. And now
we've heard that before. I don't know why everybody's shocked.
Everybody was pissed at him for that. Everybody.
Remember Brett Favre said that about Aaron Rodgers.
Did he say that specifically, or is he just passive aggressive about
it? Yes.
He said that?
Said it.
Did he say that?
Yes.
I don't think he said that.
Yes.
Here is Ryan Tannehill on the quote being spun.
Really just kind of disappointed in how things got spun and twisted a little bit. You know, I pride myself on being a great teammate. I have my whole career, going back to the time I was a kid, you know, playing youth sports. It's been something that's been important to me, you know, from the beginning and will always be important to me. It's something I'll try to instill in my kids.
Guess what, Ryan? Damage is done, my friend. Nice try.
Damage is done, my friend.
Tell me I spun. Get the hell out of here. We spun. You spun it. You said what you said. Now own it. You think you could just give Malik Willis an edible arrangement and we're all cool? No, sir. I don't know if Leroy's frozen or disgusted.
It's disgust.
I'm disgusted. Show pony.
I'm not a show pony.
It's funny how, depending on whether you like them or not, determines how you approach what these people say.
No.
He don't said, like Ryan Tannehill,
no.
So
he said what he said. Own it. Don't say it was spun.
But Brett Favre said the same thing.
Doesn't matter. Brett Favre.
There's been other quarterbacks to say that.
Dude's out here. You know what? Brett Favre, Super Bowl winner. He's a legend. You're Ryan Tannehill. Okay. Did Ryan Tannehill ever sell me jeans? No.
He should be excited about coaching up his replacement. I know I would be.
You were. You were a good teammate. And you know what? Turned out the kid was a bum. Couldn't hang. Touchdown, Tommy. Bum.
Hey, look. I was cool with my teammates, and I was cool with Tommy. It didn't mean that I didn't feel I should have been playing in front of him.
Well, one thing could be healing. Speaking of you were using that fuel. One thing could be fueling Jimmy Butler tonight to maybe get back from this injury. Tell you about it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.